This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
And this is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the Daughters of Atlok Nacha.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Atlok Nacha is a lesser known mythos. It's like a non-HBL created one. And this is essentially like the drow goddess of spiders.
Yeah, like these are associated with the Cho-Cho.
Yep. Cho-Cho, which are little little guys who worship spiders and do a lot of like just kind of gross things.
Yeah.
Are kind of racist and bad.
Yeah.
So it's just like a gigantic spider god. And these are the spider gods. When the spider feels lonesome and needs someone to help it weave its great web, they create one of these.
Yes.
So there's a life cycle to a daughter of Atlok Nacha, and it could happen to you.
It really, really could. So if you, if you're a woman and you are bitten by a venomous spider, a deadly venomous spider, but survive, something is conferred upon you called the Mark of Atlok Nacha.
Yes.
And this kind of like marks you for the priests of Atlok Nacha to seek you out.
Mm-hmm. If they do, they can do this ritual on you. And it's kind of hard to say exactly whether this is something that, because it talks about if this is like a victim, like this is a sacrifice that gets turned into one of these, or if this is something where like people, cultists willingly do it.
The sense that I got was that it was both. They can either convince you or coerce you. Into ending up like this,
or cajole you,
command
any
you.
Number of the command you, any of the C's that involve that mean turning yourself into a spider. I could see it both ways. One of which is way grosser.
Yeah,
one of which is just a sacrifice. Sacrificing a woman, which is I'm not gonna. SJW that out of cult.
If we did that in a Cthulhu season, we'd be here all day.
Yeah, it happens in cults in general, right? And this game has cults.
Yeah.
But if it's I think it's cooler if it's like this, because one of the things that Call of Cthulhu does again is that we talked about this during the last spate of episodes, is nobody understands what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So they could consider something like this an honor.
Right.
Somebody volunteers for this essentially to die. Because what happens is a spider crawls out of your back, your spine splits open, and this pulsating black mass opens up, like legs pull out, peel you, essentially like a like you were a glove, and a spider comes out of you, like a giant spider.
And I thought they smelled bad on the outside. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it is left very unclear whether or not this spider contains the memory or personality of the person, who was the original husk. Right.
Yeah. We don't know. I think it is more interesting if they do.
Yes.
You get some Queen of Blades shit. So if I was ever doing a campaign with the Atlok Nacha, that's what I would do.
Yeah.
The other really noteworthy thing about this is that how they pray, how they eat people, which is great and terrifying.
I love this. This is so good. So they start biting the flesh off of the victim's head. The ultimate prize, the Tootsie Roll inside the Tootsie Pop, is they bore through the eye socket and suck out the person's brain. The detail in this that does not have anything to do with anything is that this gruesome feast takes 1 minute per inch of the victim. So yeah. I love the idea that a person with 10 intelligence has a brain 10 times the size.
I was thinking about that too. Yeah, like just the leader from the Hulk or something, which is a gigantic lobe. There, they also eat it out of the eyes. What they do, they eat that flesh off. They start sucking on your eye, and you can get rescued during this, which is a fun theme in this book.
Mm-hmm.
So this is going to happen to your character, but you're permanently blind because they sucked out your eyes and you just lose that intelligence.
Yeah.
So I'm imagining just like this, using the first hint of this in a campaign is that somebody has a blind servant or bodyguard or something.
Mm-hmm.
And it's this guy with no eyes and these weird scars around their head. And he's like a little bit, he's like the bag boy from Hot Fuzz.
Yeah, he's touched.
Nerb.
He's touched.
Yeah, nerb. You get that guy, and then you just find out the reason why is that this priestess of Atlok Nacha who's there has been snacking on him, one point a year for forever.
Ah, shit, they took his math. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.